Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 248 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave, I'm here for an hour, so I've got some really good stuff this week. Castle Rat, Them, Candlemass, name for a few. But kicking things off from the new Paradise Lost album, and this is a track called Tarrant's Serenade. Oh, that new Paradise Lost album's an absolute belter, so it is. It's like the last set of albums they've done have been really, really good. And this one has just taken it to a new dimension. It's just, it brings all the elements of Paradise Lost together really beautifully, and it's well produced and sounds great. You know, it's well worth checking out. It's called Ascension, it was just out there last week. And following Paradise Lost, that was High Parasite, who are supporting them on their autumn tour in the UK. And that was a track called Grave Intentions, which comes from the Forever We Burn album. I'm going through a wee bit of a rush phase there, so I have over the last few weeks. I got the 50th anniversary box set there recently, and I was just going through some of the track. Here's a track here called Marathon, which was on the Power Windows album, I believe, and this is the live version from the Show of Hands, which I always just loved, and I think it was the first track, or at least the first album I played once when I got my very first proper hi-fi, big separate system. I had hi-fis, but this was the one I bought. It was, you know, I'm just rambling now. This is Marathon.
Up.
And following Marathon, following the big announcement last week, Def Leppard are playing Belfast next June in Ormo Park. A band that have always been very faithful to Belfast. They came back time and time again. Even when the chips were down for them, they still came and seen us. And I must admit, I didn't go that many times seeing, but I've seen them a right few times over here over the years. But that was Rock Rock Till You Drop, the Power of Mini album. So I was out rehearsing last week with my band and that, and the guitarist always has something new to play me in the car on the way back down. And this is a band called Peace with a track called Demigod, which comes from the Ramblers Axe album.
I'm not sure.
following piece, that was Castle Rat with Wizard from the Bestiary album, which is just out recently. They're sort of doom, just straight heavy metal sort of band, bit of a image about them, bit of buzz around them at the minute. They're playing Damnation, so looking forward to seeing them. So next up, what have we got? We've got an old one from Dissection in the Cold Winds of Nowhere from the Somber Lane. It's the local record shop got in a nice set of second-hand albums. I was in Vulture Time, swooped, away home it went with me. It's a lot nicer sounding version than the 2006 N Records release. It's over a double vinyl. It's, you know, you've got just a bit more space, and it was remastered by Dan Swano, so it's, you know, sounds great. But anyway, this is in the Cold Winds of Nowhere.
We'll be right back.
Following dissection, that was Suffocation with Infecting the Crypts, the version on Human Waste, not the version that was redone on the Effigy of the Forgotten. Brutal stuff, never fails to bring a smile to your face, them guys. Absolutely flat to the board. So next up, new one from Year of the Goat. Haven't heard from them in a while. Got a couple of their records, funny name, funny style band. They're just straight sort of hard rock, sort of with a kind of sinister edge to them, I suppose. And this is a track called Trivia Goddess, which is from their latest album, the same name.
We'll be right back.
After Year of the Goat, that was Them with a track called Remember to Die, from which is a single sent over from Metal Blade. Thanks to Metal Blade sending us over singles. We always like that. New stuff, more money to spend on things that you probably don't need. But if you like it, go buy it. So next up, back to the Savart Records haul from the other week. And Reverend Bizarre box set, Slice of Doom. And this is a track, one of the first tracks I ever heard by them from In Directory of the Bizarre Reverend. This is a track called Burn in Hell.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
and keeping it obviously doom, was Candlemass with Bewitched from the Nightfall album. And I see in Athens there a fortnight ago, Marcus McCullen reformed with Candlemass for a one-off date. Oh, I'd love to have seen that. It'd be absolutely amazing. Great singer, but I think he doesn't sing them. Like, it's crippled with stage fright and just doesn't like playing live. But what a voice. Nightfall was such a pinnacle album. You know, it was the one that turned a lot of people on to doom. Like, it was just great. Still sounds great all these years later. Brilliant production on it. So one day, a bit of an anniversary. It's not the anniversary of the album, but it was around the time, September 88, first time Slayer played in Belfast. September 88, as I said. And this is from South of Heaven, from that tour. And this is a track that doesn't get played enough. Cleanse the Soul.
Spellbound in gang, I commence you.
And finishing up there, that was United Forces from the mighty SOD from the Speak English or Die album. If you haven't seen it yet, go and look up the latest Billy Milano interview online. It's absolutely hilarious and he puts everybody to the sword. I think I spoke about this before, but Charlie Bichante, and he hasn't a good word to say about Scott Ian. My favourite story was Meatloaf phoning Billy Milano seemingly and saying, "Is that Billy Milano?" He says, "Yeah, yeah." "Oh, you hate Scott Ian too?" Which I did chuckle at, but it's a great interview, well worth watching. It'll give you a few laughs. So anyway, that brings us to the end of another show, and we're going to go out one this week. I've been watching the unboxing of the Firm Evermore album, Whitesnake, the start of the week there. Coverdale was his kind of a semi-grey, purpley sort of Coronation Street wisp going on. But this will take you right back to 1980, the Ready and Willing album, which is still probably my favourite Whitesnake album. And this is the mighty track, Ain't Gonna Cry No More. So until next week, look after yourselves, and hopefully you heard something you liked.
Rising with the morning sun, I turn to breathe the dawn, knowing I must face another day. Sleepless night behind me, just a memory pain. My heart has always been across the bay. Lord, I know the sunshine, but I feel the tears of rain falling down to wash my sins away. Try hard to remember so I won't be fooled again. Said, hey, ain't gonna cry no more today. On my own again. Memories of broken dreams as distant as the sun, drifting like an echo in the wind. Lord, I know the sunshine, but I feel the tears of rain falling down to wash my sins away. Try hard to remember so I won't be fooled again. The head.